is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo said on Monday she raised concerns about a number of U.S. business issues, including Intel and Micron, with Chinese Commerce Minister Wang Wentao. More on the meeting from Associated Press reporter Mimi Montgomery.
After a meeting in Beijing, U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo and her Chinese counterpart are expressing desire to boost trade conditions. It comes as Raimondo visits China to improve bilateral relations, and she joins a number of U.S. officials recently going to Beijing to work toward that goal. The talks appear to result in optimism about better communication, with Raimondo saying the two sides are establishing new information exchanges. But there are no progress announcements on technology, security, human rights, or other disputes, recently plunging U.S.-China relations to their lowest level in decades. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Terry Gao, the billionaire founder of the major Apple supplier Foxconn, announced on Monday a bid to be Taiwan's president in the January elections. Reuters correspondent Edward Baran has more.
He said he wanted to unite the opposition and ensure the island did not become the next Ukraine. Gore is the fourth person to throw his hat in the ring, but his poll numbers before his announcement put him well behind the frontrunner, the ruling Democratic Progressive Party's William Lai, who's currently vice president. The 72-year-old stepped down as Foxconn chief in 2019. He made his first presidential bid that year, but dropped out after he failed to win the nomination for Taiwan's main opposition party. Earlier this week, Gore made a second bid to be the KMT's candidate for the presidential election, but was not selected by the party.
That is Reuters' Edward Baran reporting. This is VOA News. Poland and Baltic nations on Monday asked Belarus to expel the Russian mercenary group Wagner, whose fighters are sheltering there after their failed rebellion against Moscow. Poland says thousands of Wagner fighters are stationed in Belarus, which borders Russia, Ukraine, and Poland. Also, the Lithuanian government is considering closing two of the four remaining border crossing points with Belarus. Two other crossings were closed earlier this month. Iran on Monday warned Iraq it would take action if Baghdad does not honor its commitment by mid-September to disarm Iranian Kurdish rebel groups in its territory. Baghdad had agreed to evacuate the groups from their bases and transfer them to camps provided by the Iraqi government under the deal. The autonomous Kurdistan region of northern Iraq hosts camps and rear bases operated by several Iranian Kurdish factions, which Iran accuses of serving Western or Israeli interests. A Pakistani court on Monday quashed a sedition case against former Prime Minister Imran Khan on Monday, a relief for the embattled leader, whose appeal against conviction in a separate corruption case will be decided by a high court on Tuesday. North Korea has approved the return of its citizens who have been abroad for years of strict border restrictions during the COVID pandemic, according to state media, which reported such on Sunday, as the isolated country cracks open its border to passenger travel. Here's Reuters' Gabe Singer with more.
North Korea's reopening has been one of the world's slowest. Though cargo, train, and ship traffic has slowly increased over the past year, North Korea has only just begun to allow some international passenger travel. In a first since before the pandemic, Chinese and Russian government delegations flew to Pyongyang last month. And this month, buses carrying North Korean athletes to a Taekwondo tournament in Kazakhstan crossed the border into China.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Japan's space agency on Monday postponed a planned launch of what it hopes will become the first Japanese spacecraft to land on the moon due to strong high-altitude winds. Japan will try the launch in mid-September, scheduling a landing in January. And India, which did land on the moon last week, the first to land a spacecraft on the moon's south pole, announced Monday it intends to launch its first space-based observatory to study the sun. That launch scheduled for September 2nd. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.